Sculpture number 1, Bike and Climber. This trail is made up of a series of 9 timber sculptures by a local artist called Shane Green. The idea for the trail evolved when a number of old timber sculptures by Shane came to the end of their life, and it was suggested that maybe some new sculptures could be created along a route that reflected some aspect of the history of the Chevin. Leeds City Council worked with the Friends of Chevin Forest to secure funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund to carry out a history research project called Chevin Through Time. This trail is one of the results of this project. Although the timber used for the sculptures is not from the Chevin, it is from trees felled for health and safety reasons or fallen from other places around Leeds. Some of the timber is from sycamore and ash trees. Here is Shane Green talking about how he created his sculptures.
My name's Shane Green. I'm a local artist. I'm in fact the head of art at the school in Prince Henry's Otley. And I've done a number of sculptures here over the years, freelance really. And recently I was approached by Richard Marsh, the head ranger at the White House. And we worked together on the idea of doing a timeline, heritage timeline. So it's like putting a number of sculptures together which had some sort of focus to do with the history of this area. They're all carved in mature woods, which came from the fallen trees in the 80s. They were transported over to the Chevin, and they were carved on site in the Chevin with a chainsaw and one or two of them with wood carvings. My initial idea was to do a sculpture in clay, small model, a maquette, and then to work out the volumes in by blocking out with the chainsaw and then to work further detail with the tools. I had a friend at who works at the White House as well, Jonathan, would help out block out some of the large tree trunks because they're all about half a ton in weight and 6 foot average height. We'd cut large volumes out, which I would have done on a miniature scale with a penknife, with a block of clay, really, when I work out the initial volumes. And then I'd work into it with a carving blade, which is it's a specialist blade that you attach to your steel chainsaw, which allows you to get detail and also cuts the amount of kickback you get on it because of the curved point of the blade. It gives you a rough-hewn finish, but it allows you to move timber and shadows and light very rapidly. So a number of the sculptures were completed. The first cut was like the cut that you see now. They weren't overworked and they weren't heavily polished afterwards. They've been left raw and quite harsh on the surface, which they'll smooth with age and coloration of time. As far as influences and the forms, I've been heavily influenced by the work of Henry Moore, who's a Yorkshire artist over the years, and also the working process of direct carving, which is seeing imagery coming out of the block, and that all started with Michelangelo back in the High Renaissance, and there's a number of turn of the century artists who have been heavy influences on my style, such as Zadkine and Wotruba, who are all like direct carvers in stone, not so much wood.
Thank you, Shane. Anyone who's walked on the Chevin for many years will know it's become busier in recent times. Being such a wonderful countryside setting so close to the urban sprawl of Leeds and Bradford, it's no surprise it's so popular. Estimates suggest there are 500,000 visitors per year, and although this is apparent on sunny weekends and summer holidays, the Chevin covers a large area and the extensive path network offers the chance to find quieter areas away from the 5 car parks. The bike on this sculpture represents the modern day use of the Chevin for recreation. It's a popular place for walking, horse riding, cycling, climbing, dog walking, wildlife spotting, running and family days out. Such a diverse range of visitors, together with the large numbers of people, does create some difficulties in keeping everyone happy. On the Danefield estate, there are over 6 kilometres of bridleways, which are paths that can be used jointly by walkers, cyclists and horse riders. The bridleway network was improved in the 1990s to try and provide circular routes that can be used around the Danefield estate. A lot of work has gone into trying to make the bridleway network a good and safe place for riding bikes and horses away from busy roads, especially good for beginners in these pursuits. Some walkers don't feel comfortable sharing the path with bikes and horses, in which case there are plenty of non-bridleway paths on the other half of the Chevin, around Surprise View and the White House, so you can walk there without sharing the path with wheels or hooves. Apart from those of the roe deer, that is. In the past, the Chevin was used for quarrying millstone grit from a number of quarries spread out across the ridge. These quarries have left a number of vertical faces and boulders strewn below them, which have led to climbing and bouldering becoming very popular. Cayley Crags is the most used area and is located below Keeper's Wood alongside the Leeds Road, which is a good walk from where you're currently standing. Let's hear from Mick Johnson, who's a local climber.
Cayley Crags have been climbed on for a great number of years, from the 1950s onwards, and there are a great number of excellent climbs here right across the range of the various grades. Just need to look around and look at the edge and you'll see some soaring arêtes and crack lines that climbers have tackled over the years. And there are still, believe it or not, some routes that people are still trying to climb. The most popular aspect of climbing at Cayley now is probably the bouldering, and by bouldering I mean just climbing on rocks without the use of a rope. You will see many people, predominantly young, with bouldering mats trying to hone their skills on these particular problems. But bouldering these days is a sport in its own right, so they're not just honing their skills to tackle the climbs, they're actually trying to establish new boulder problems, many of which are yet to be done right across the range of the crag. The rock that we see the climbers climbing on and bouldering on is a very coarse type of sandstone that we climbers know as millstone grit, and it is excellent for climbing on because it gives you really good friction and has nice cut clean lines with in-cut edges, etc. But predominantly it's the friction that is good. Have a go.
Now carry on to the next sculpture by crossing the Holbeck Bridge and looking to your right after 50 metres.